This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
For all you happy lovers, enjoy the alimony payments on this wonderful Valentine's Day. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And I'm Taxi Dave. We're broadcasting live from the iHeart Radio Studios down in Tribeca, New York. Oh, yeah. It's FC. Last night up by me, it was minus five. That's FC, minus five. Can you believe that? Yes, I know. Fahrenheit, Celsius. I know. FC. It was minus five FC. You know what that means, Noah? It means it was freaking cold. That's without the wind. With the wind, it was only 35 below zero, folks. Not bad. Okay? Even my dog said, I took him outside, he says, you really expect me to pee in this weather? Come on. Let's go back inside, Dave. pull out the grass carpet, will you? Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad we're having some fun in the cold weather in New York City. That's YAWK, New York City, just to let you know. And for those of you listening in Paris, I want to thank a listener for sending in this note to me that the famed Champs-Élysées will soon be closed to traffic one day a month. They're taking a note out of Bloomberg's book. Normally, there's eight lanes of traffic and buses line up bumper to bumper. But the plan now is to ban cars for one day a month, starting in April. So, there you go. Am I pronouncing that right? I am going to ask, we have in our studios tonight, we have Brad Albrin. We have Christine Albrin. And we have somebody who came in from Las Vegas, specifically to meet Charbel and Mike. And that is Colette. Welcome to the cold weather in New York City, Colette.
Ah, bonsoir, David.
Okay, and so thanks for the info also on the Champs-Élysées.
Close.
Close. How is it pronounced?
Champs-Élysées.
Oh, I'm not easy, no. Sorry.
Ooh, yes, you are.
So let's talk a little bit about Uber and what's going on with them, especially at the airports right now. By the way, our phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And the reason I'm bringing that up is there were two things in the news this past week. One of them has to do with Uber drivers and Newark Airport. Now, this is a quote from Evans and Iyanwu, who's the chief prosecutor in New Jersey. Okay? Uber's general counsel. And here's the quote. I've instructed our police department effective February 22nd to immediately tow Uber drivers operating in and around Newark Airport and Newark Penn Station. After February 22nd, the continued violation of the city's laws will result in civil and criminal penalties for Uber and its drivers. That was in a letter. Uber said that it's not backing away from business and it would not advise drivers who are independent contractors to avoid those areas. But apparently, they've been operating largely unregulated in New Jersey for a couple of years, and the limousine and taxi drivers in Newark and elsewhere in New Jersey complain that Uber drivers are not properly insured or properly licensed. Now, Uber says that it provides $1.5 million in commercial liability insurance for drivers, but the State Department of Banking and Insurance has warned consumers and those who drive for app-based car and for-hire companies that such coverage has not been tested in the courts. So, do you take Uber to the airport? Have you been solicited by Uber at the airport? Give us a call at 800-321-0710. There was also another note this week, locally. No, we don't want to talk about New Orleans. We want to talk about a work stoppage that happened at Uber in Long Island City. And there were a number of drivers who participated in the work stoppage, something like 600. Basically, Uber lowered their rates. I mean, it's interesting. They lower their rates. They surcharge when they want. Drivers of UberX are barely making a living now, from what I'm told, and now the rates go down. Well, it might sound good to customers, but the drivers are dying. I mean, a lot of them left the yellow taxi industry to go to Uber in order to make more money. So they were making less. And we've gotten calls here, I think last week, a guy named Alex called. Alex, give us a call again if you want, 800-321-0710, who said, hey, don't leave driving a cab. Driving a cab is a good thing. You know, it's a good career. You know, my grandfather drove. He did. My father drove. I drove. I'm still in the industry. You never know where it's going to lead you. You know, but driving a yellow cab is, you know, you have your partners with the city, you know, and ultimately owning a medallion. Right now we're going through changes because this is all new and things are changing. But, you know, the city made how many hundreds of millions of dollars with medallions? They just can't forget about it and say, yeah, that was nice. Now we're going to make no money and go with somebody else. Thank you very much. Let's take our first caller. Roz, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, good evening.
Hi.
So I flew in from Memphis on Friday morning from a business trip. I got to LaGuardia around 9:30. I made a prearranged car ride from someone on Long Island, and when I came out of the arrival terminal, all you see is Uber drivers. They're either outside their car trying to accost me to get in their car, or they're in their car waving their sign. And I look them straight in the eyes, and I say, yellow only, go away.
Good for you, Roz. Good for you. Now, what time of the day or evening was this?
10:30 a.m. on Friday. It's the Delta Terminal D.
At LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. And I also noticed that they no longer have people there at the terminal directing traffic to keep moving, because they're allowing the Uber drivers to park their car and get out and ask people to get into their cars.
So you saw open solicitation. You saw them soliciting passengers.
Yes, they're soliciting out of their cars and sitting in their cars.
So where's the yellow taxi stand at Delta?
But when I came out, they must be all the way at the other end, because they're no longer there by the carousels when you come out.
Okay, so you called your own car service, it sounds like. You were being solicited by Uber, but even though you're not a yellow taxi driver, you know what the law says.
Absolutely. I tell all my friends, all my coworkers, only yellow. And if you're in Queens at the Jamaica train station, they do the same thing, and I say only green.
All right. Well, Roz, I want to thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. And if you hang on, I'll take your phone number. I have some tickets for you for Captivist this Thursday night. I don't know if you can make it or not, but we'll find out if you can. Okay? Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. So, Christine, you have some opinions about Uber. Just to let you know, Christine doesn't own a medallion. She doesn't drive a yellow cab. But she has two loves in life. The New York Mets, which doesn't make her a bad person. And and yellow taxis. Now, I was quoted in the New York Times as saying, I bleed Yankee blue and taxi yellow. Well, this young lady bleeds Mets blue and orange and taxi yellow. So tell us what you think about Roz's call, if you want to.
I'm glad she's sticking up for the yellow. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that do, and they need to be educated on taking a yellow cab.
Okay. Calls are coming in. Let me read one letter. Okay, it's possible the Madoff Ponzi scheme in reverse. Instead of Uber going up like fire, it starts to come back to earth like a cannonball. I watched from my window this morning and saw a lady cruise outside a building awning. Did I read this already? In hand, waiting for an Uber. She looked at her phone, and she was not relaxed. The yellow cab came by, requested to take her. She said hesitantly no. It was not a good experience for her. She was in a fad, and it won't last because yellow taxis are better, faster, and capable of being first-class cars. That's from Mr. Balwinder Singh. Thank you for sending that email, Balwinder. Let's take our next caller. Our next caller is Rick. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, my name is Rick. I'm an Uber driver. I just want to let you know, when you sign up with Uber, you sign a contract that you're a partner, and they call you an Uber partner. But it's a bait and switch, because once you join, they tell you what to do. They reprimand you. They threaten to fire you. They do everything to break all the Department of Labor laws and all the regulations of all the transportation laws, and I don't hear any politicians doing anything about it. I'm making 65% of the time less than minimum wage. I have to pick up who they say, as an employer to an employee, you must pick up people that are going on $3 rides and tell you to go on a 20-minute ride to pick somebody up to make $3. You have to do it, or we're going to reprimand you by giving you a low rating, and then we're going to tell you that we're going to deactivate you, which means that they're going to fire you because they're your employer. There's over 35,000 people right now in California suing Uber for bait and switch. Every driver in America should be suing Uber for bait and switch, violations of civil rights, and violations of the Department of Labor.
Do you have anything that you want to say?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm a victim here. Today, I picked somebody up who had two big, extremely large suitcases, and they didn't fit in my trunk, and the guy was breaking my lock in the Penn Station in North, trying to close the truck, and I said, listen, you got to call another Uber. So since I canceled them, I was reprimanded, and my rating went down. And I also received a text that...
What kind of car do you drive?
A Lincoln Town Car.
A Lincoln Town Car, Rick? And,
yeah.
And two pieces of luggage wouldn't fit in the trunk?
He had two extremely large suitcases. And so he laid one flat, and the other one wouldn't lay flat, so he put it upside. And he tried to close the trunk, and the trunk wouldn't close. I said, you're going to break up my lock. It's an electric lock. It costs $350. So the guy starts cursing at me and says, I'm going to put a review on you, and the next thing you know, bling, my rating goes down.
Because so let me ask you something, Rick. How do you feel about what was just announced, that starting February 22nd, unless there's an agreement, Uber drivers may have criminal charges filed against them for picking up at Newark Penn Station and Newark Airport?
Well, it's something that's been ongoing because I started driving around Thanksgiving in the Penn Station when I first signed up with Uber, and police were stopping Uber cars and asking for their commercial CDL licenses and giving out $1,200 tickets. So it's nothing new. I'm in a situation. I don't want to work with Uber anymore.
Did you say $1,200 tickets?
Yes.
No wonder the Jersey cars coming to New York. They need to up their penalties to at least that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand why the American government and places like Newark are not implementing and creating transportation businesses like Uber and make it so that it's beneficial to the local people, the people in Newark, the people in America, because Uber is a German company. All that money's going to Germany, and it's all exploitation money. It's like blood money. But we can create the same system, being that the yellow cab industry is the one who first implemented that application in New York so that you can find yellow cabs. Then they didn't launch it off the ground, and then this Uber guy came in and he exploited it, and he's exploiting Americans everywhere, and he's put a lot of people in bad situations. But why can't America take that idea that they first created in New York City when I was a yellow cab driver, and they were talking about it? You can find a yellow cab through an application. And this was years before Uber. And why don't they make it so that they can make American jobs, you know, and pay American health insurance and 401ks and put people to work, you know, in America, and where the money stays here and we spend it here. And it's a company that's from here that can put people to work here instead of being an exploitation company from somewhere in Germany where they're originally from, with the Uber, which means above average.
Here, here. Here. Now, you said 65% of the time you make less than minimum wage. How do you survive?
Luckily, my brother-in-law is the director of the Metropolitan Hospital in Manhattan, and so he gives me an apartment rent-free, so I'm just doing this until I find something else.
Can I get an apartment for that price? I'm a really quiet tenant.
Well, I do a little work on the side for him. One more thing. When I signed up with Uber,
I'm losing you there. I'm losing you. Okay, Rick, listen, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. You know, here's a guy that said he has to go on a 20-minute ride to pick up a $3 call. They tell you what to do. He said he was signed something. He was told he would be a partner. Most of the time, he's making less than minimum wage. He seems excited that 35,000 drivers in California are suing for bait and switch. At least that's what he calls it. So that's what we're here for, folks. You need to vent. I mean, there's no secret. I've been in the yellow taxi industry my whole life, and here we have Uber drivers calling at 800-321-0710. And, of course, we brought you that wonderful news from France as well. Let me tell you a couple of other things that are going on. There's something called, if I can get it, I'll tell you what it's called, the TIF, the Transportation Improvement Fund. It's actually the Taxi Improvement Fund, TIF, the Taxi Improvement Fund. Now, half of the fleet of 13,000, whatever it is, 387 medallions will have to become wheelchair accessible. The process has already started. Yeah, okay, I'll give the number again, 800-321-0710. So the process has started, and as older taxis retire, the new ones have to be accessible, in most cases, have to be accessible taxis. Now, there's something that you need to know. If you're a driver of an accessible taxi, you literally can make up to $30.50, or $32 even if you include everything, per fare. If you have to go over 2 miles to get it, there's a surcharge of $30. Every fare that you pick up, you will earn 50 cents per trip while you're driving a wheelchair-accessible vehicle. And accessible dispatch fees when transporting customers are accepted from the accessible dispatch system, not off the street. So there seems to be more and more work coming that way. So if you're a driver, you need to sign up. You need to complete and submit the forms for the program. Also, if you're a medallion owner, you know, that 30 cents per trip that's been collected, that's going back to the drivers, and it's going back to the owners, the purchasers of the vehicles, and the drivers, if they own the vehicles, who are doing the repairs on them. You're going to get $14,000 2 weeks after you hack up your accessible vehicle, only if you join the Taxi Improvement Fund, the TIF. You can get the applications online. Or if you need some more help, you can call me in the office during the week, not during the show. In addition, after each and every inspection for 4 years of that accessible vehicle, you're going to get a check for $1,333 because it's no secret these wheelchair-accessible vehicles really haven't been tested that well. They're a lot heavier than normal vehicles. There's more expense, therefore, if there are fender benders, the vehicles are going to be off the road longer and the income is going to be reduced longer. So you're going to be getting up to $16,000 in repair fees and $14,000 for a purchase fee. You have to join the Taxi Improvement Fund. Join it. Sign up. Get the papers in. You must do it or there's going to be a problem. Okay, and the problem is going to be with you. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're broadcasting live tonight at Tribeca, New York, from the iHeart Media Studios. Elvis Duran just walked by. Yeah, same to you, Elvis. He's not used to being up this late. It's past his bedtime. And this also is the home of hip-hop and light music. And gosh, all the Q104, rock and roll, All the top stations in New York City are right here, surrounding us in this studio. And let's not forget, Christine, this is the station of the New York Mets.
That's right.
That's right. In fact, they are so connected with the Mets that they've never given me Mets tickets. I really love their association with me. I'm in trouble for that one. All right. Our number is 800-321-0710. We have a number of callers, so let's start going down the line. Bruce, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to let you guys know I'm a professional limo driver. I work for a black car company, a big one. I own a taxi medallion for the last 22 years. I lease it out to, you know, a really good company. I just want to say that I don't know why these people, like in Kennedy airports, they're running rampant. They're asking people for rides, and the Port Authority police do nothing. And I want to know if they could put a class action lawsuit against the Port Authority police, because somebody should get a video camera in there and secretly, you know, tape all these guys, and they work in teams, and they cover for each other. And, like, I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sorry for the French.
Get that.
They got to bleep me out.
Yeah.
But I've lost so much money, and it's just another thing that's bringing down the value. They're just picking up people.
And all right, Bruce, I'm going to give you some information that you don't hear anywhere else, but you're going to get it from the Taxi Dave Show. Would you be surprised? Would you be surprised if I told you in 2015 the Port Authority made almost 700 arrests for illegal hustling at JFK Airport? Would that surprise you? Okay, Bruce, I know it surprises you because I'm in the yellow industry and it surprised the heck out of me. 700 arrests. The TLC was behind the scenes with them. They're not allowed to make arrests at the airport, but the Port Authority can. And I was amazed, happy. I don't know. I can't describe my feelings when I heard 700 arrests in 2015 for illegally picking up at JFK Airport. So it just goes to show you, here's somebody who drives for a living, who's at the airport many days, and he doesn't see the arrests. Even though there's two a day, there needs to be, there could probably be 200 a day. You know, he's talking about, them running rampant at JFK and a class action against the Port Authority. I don't know about a class action against the Port Authority. I just know we need more enforcement, you know, so let's get more enforcement out there. Alan or Alun, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
David, how are you?
Okay. Aaron! I know that voice. Speak louder.
David.
Yes.
I want to report to you one incident that I came across. There's a high school student. He came home and he picked up his father's car, because father travels by train, and went out to a train station and picked up a passenger and got into an accident. And now there is no coverage. And that's a serious issue. This is an Indian family, and this happened here in Long Island.
And you want to tell us what county that was in, or no?
Nassau County.
In Nassau County. So a high school student took his father's car
and went out and picked up a passenger.
What kind of car was his father's car? Was it an Uber car?
I don't know the car.
Was it a private car?
It was a private car.
Okay. So what you're saying is you have to be very careful about the insurance coverage.
I'm talking people who are taking Uber. They better make sure what they're getting into.
Hear that, folks? That's from Aaron. If you're taking Uber. Now, how can you find out? You know, how can you find out about, the insurance coverage? You know, how do you find out about insurance coverage? Well, that's pretty interesting. You know that if you take a yellow cab and the yellow cab's on the road, you know there has to be insurance. I can't begin to tell you what happens to a yellow cab driver and owner if you break any of the rules that have been installed over the last 80 years. You know, they're safe and they're sound and protected. If you're with a base, a black car base, and you call your base, you're protected. If you're taking someone who's illegally soliciting you, You have no idea who that person is. I drove to the studio today. You know, I'm on the corner at a red light, and some lady's waving at me. I thought I knew. I said, do I know you? She says, Uber? No, not Uber. But I could have winked at her and said, yeah, get in the front seat. Yeah, I'm Uber. Come on. You look cute. You know, you don't know what you're doing. And do you want your kids? Do you want your kids under that also? Okay. David, I love that name. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to, I'm not saying anything new, but I just want to talk about the open corruption that's happening. What is a instant, what's the term, I forgot, the livery, the term that Weiss used about a livery, instant livery, what's the term that he used?
I don't know.
He used a term. He said an immediate livery, right? When they were fighting this case in the city, and they changed the judge out, right?
Okay.
First, he said, "No, Uber is legal because they do prearranged rides."
That's very
right?
Very true.
Then there was a federal judge in Chicago who said, "No, I think that an e-hail is the same as a hail." So they went back and appealed it to Weiss, right? Then Weiss said, well, actually, it's legal because it's an immediate livery for people who did not prearrange a ride. So Uber is legal on both sides of the law.
Did you listen to the show with Todd Higgins?
I probably missed it now.
All right, I'm going to have him back on the show. He was the attorney who actually filed the suits in federal court and in state court, state Supreme Court. And I'm going to get him back on the show because there's a lot of talk about those court cases. And how can,
yeah?
And how can a how can you be always right if you're on different sides of the court? It doesn't make any sense.
One day
somebody's going to open up their eyes, and one day somebody's going to say, you know what? This is wrong, and this should be changed.
I mean, wasn't that the point, Dave? That it's a prearranged ride. Wasn't that the distinction between a taxi and Uber? Aren't they right? Isn't that the distinction?
It depends. You have people that have said that e-hail is street hail.
Yeah, nope.
Okay, you know? But I'm saying like legally, if it's an immediate. I've never heard that
if
term before.
It's immediate, then it's a street hail.
Who made that term up? An immediate livery. Who made that term up?
I never heard it.
Did you?
No.
So you know, I think he did. So that's all I want to say.
You mind if I ask you what you do for a living?
I drive a yellow cab.
Hey, there you go. All right. Christine likes that very much. She says hello.
Cool.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. All right, we have a number of callers on the line. This seems to be the subject at hand. And when we come back, I may give you some more information because there was a lot of other stuff going on, but the phone lines are lit up. We have, I think, one open line at 800-321-0710. Also, we'll read your emails at taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And it's FC outside. Stay tuned for more.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by member brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
You don't know. You don't know. I want to talk about love and trying to hold somebody the way I love you, babe. And I've been loving you, babe.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there and all you haters out there, too. I know you're saving on chocolate and flowers this year, big time. All right. New York City Council, there's a bill. Just to let you know, 44 members are sponsoring it. No tickets would be permitted to be issued to vehicles parked during street cleaning times when either the driver is inside the car and can move it, or the street has already been cleaned beneath the parked car. So that's alternate side. You know, sometimes you're on the other side just waiting for that 11 o'clock to come so you can move your car back, and at 5 to 11, somebody comes by and says, oh, you're getting the ticket, whether you're in the car or not. So that's going to stop. That's from the city council, just to let you know that. Here's an email. What happened to the money that the TLC collected from drivers for our supposed health care insurance that was supposed to come back to us? Why are New Jersey Uber drivers allowed to come into New York City to pick up fares? To my fellow yellow taxi drivers who cut the lines at the airports and those who don't want to wait in the lot and drive to the terminals, especially at LaGuardia Terminal C, karma's a bitch. And I will take your picture and report you to 311. Be respectful of your fellow drivers and follow the rules. That's from Tommy. Tell us how you really feel, Tommy. And just to let you know, actually, on the 25th of February, February 25th, there's a public hearing. And the public hearing is regarding the proposed rules that would repeal the authority for medallion owners to deduct 6 cents from every fare that goes towards driver health care services and disability insurance. The rule would remove the requirement that TPET must capture the 6 cents health care fee. That's 10 a.m. February 25th at 33 Beaver Street. If you own a Chrysler Dodge Charger 2011 through 2016, only 441,578, almost half a million Dodge Charger vehicles are being recalled. When the vehicle's lifted using the supplied tire jack without chocking the wheels, the vehicle's body side may give, causing the tire jack to fail and the car to fall. Chrysler is going to notify owners early April, and a second letter will be mailed when the tire chocks are available. So they can't even fix it yet. But that's a recall of 2011 to 2016 Dodge Chargers. Where else are you going to get information like this, folks, huh? Where else? Only on the Taxi Dave Show. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, how do?
Okay, well.
You know French, Bob?
Bob,
you speak French?
Talking. One.
Colette, say hi to Bob.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
How are you?
Very good. I heard you from Las Vegas a couple of times ago.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So happy.
Okay, tell us your story, Bob.
Okay. One, Aren't the laws supposed to be applied equally?
Yes. Next question.
All right, next one. Out in California, the Pacific Electric had a problem with jitney buses and things like that, and they had the same kind of problem as Uber, because they were basically being pirates. So they had to solve that by buying the bus companies up.
Yep.
All right. Third, they also had to have that in London also. So this is, again, an ongoing problem which has not been solved for about 100 years. The question is, again, why isn't the law being applied equally?
That is the magic question. And when somebody that has Batesim, you know what Batesim are, Bob?
Oh, what you mean?
You know what Batesim is? You know what that means?
Nerve.
Okay. It's those big round things. When somebody develops and grows Batesim, okay? Sorry, I can't help myself. All right? Then, and only then, will justice prevail.
Yep.
Bob, thanks a lot for bringing that to our attention.
You're very welcome, sir.
Appreciate it. Okay, Dino, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, Taxi Dave, love your show. Listen, background, I've been doing this for 40 years. Had a family-run limousine service. Right now, what I do is I drive for corporate, the corporate manufacturers, you know, Bentley, Audi, Benz.
Ooh,
I tell you what,
fancy ones, huh?
Yeah, you get it. But here's the problem there. I tell you, what Uber has created a problem for me alone. We're not for hire. We're dedicated to corporate execs and visiting dignitaries. Problem is, we go up to venues, hotels, whatever, if it's Fashion Week, whatever. We got all these idiots running up on you, Uber, Uber, Uber. Now, I got a problem with Uber. I call the new jacks Uber Goobers. I'm not talking about the Uber drivers who were... Listen, no, I'm serious. Listen.
I love it, Uber Goobers. I'm with you.
Listen, okay. I'm not talking about the Uber guys. I know you have to listen on the radio, who were yellow or black car and went to Uber. I'm talking about the new jacks who drank the Uber Kool-Aid, got a black car, put T or W plates on, O-L-O, and even the Pennsylvania limo plates coming to the city. They don't work with the cops. I'm giving kudos to New York PD and traffic. They know the guys, we can work with them. They kind of know, you know, the areas we really can't stay, where we can park. They give you a little leeway, a couple of minutes, circle a block, play, you know, work with them, they work with you. These new jacks, who these Uber Goobers, they come in and screw for everybody else, because when you try to school them how the system works, they give you an attitude, and everybody gets shooed away, and it screws us up.
So what do you suggest?
What I suggest is they need to crack down. In other words, if Uber needs some kind of vetting system, where you just can't have either they got to have some kind of schooling or educational program, or maybe work with a guy who's been a veteran black car or yellow driver to bring them up to speed how the city works. You know, I'm talking about with the bike lanes, the city bike. You know what I'm saying. You've been in this. You know how things go. This city's changed.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, I want to go back to Aaron. Aaron said something. Here's another problem people got to watch out for. A lot of civilians, what I call civilians, is a person who basically has their own car. It don't have to be a black car, silver car, whatever.
Right.
They drank the Uber Kool-Aid, they got the app, and they're using their personal registered vehicle to do Uber pickups. Here's the problem. I travel from city to city, so I talk with everybody. Uber is causing problems from here to Boston, even out to Pittsburgh. Here's the thing. When these people use their personal car, Uber is going to pay for the liability for the passenger. But if you get in a wreck, you can be sued personally, your home, the car, and your regular passenger car insurance. If it has a for hire clause, you're biting it. You're eating the whole thing.
Well, let's say that guy's high school student son takes the car and picks somebody up in the city who is hailing and didn't log into Uber. Who covers that driver? Who covers that passenger?
When he don't log in, he's on his own. And here's another problem. If he's using his parents' car, what it sounds like, this kid got the Uber app, didn't tell mom and dad, but mom and dad let him have the keys to the car. So he's using the car without that, and I doubt very much he's telling the parents what they're doing with the car. So he's going out, but if he logs in, then Uber is going to cover the liability part. As far as the collision, comprehensive, and all the others, that's still on his parents and on him, regardless if he logs in or not.
Yeah. Yeah, or whatchamacallit, Don.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you.
Hey, listen, Brad's right there, man. He's got his finger on the button, the cutting edge of technology.
Yo.
What do you have to say, Brad?
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty bad. I mean, you know, that these people can just go and do whatever they feel like and not, you know.
It's a safety issue.
Not responsible.
It's a safety issue. It's a moral issue. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. You know, you think that you're doing it, you know, to be safe, and it's just the opposite in some cases, right, Dino?
Exactly, because you got people, I mean, how you know this kid could be a jerky driver? I mean, you got this person who's not a professor, at least a person who's been in the industry, yellow, black car, whatever. We know what to look for. We know all the things, how to deal with things,
hey,
and how to make sure
something.
The passenger gets a good ride. Go ahead.
Dino, let me ask you something. Do you have to put a partition in a Bentley or an Audi?
No, not really, though, because most of our people we know is corporate executives.
Do you have a camera?
No, we don't have cameras like that because basically we know them and they know us because we're handpicked for this detail.
Well, I just want our listeners to know that yellow cabs, shortly up the road, you're going to hear about the mandate for partitions disappearing. It's not going to be a mandate. You heard it live on the Taxi Dave show. You're going to have a choice of partition or camera. I just figured I'd throw that in there. Listen, Dino, I got to thank you for calling this show. You added some great information. You're a great speaker, and keep calling in, okay?
And Taxi Dave, keep up the good work. We need you. Keep on going.
All right. I think you're my favorite caller tonight.
Good job.
Good job.
All right. here's a letter. Boy, this is a novel. Let's try to do it. I have so many things to say, but for now I want to address the situation at LaGuardia Airport. We were just talking about that. That so-called hotline has not been updated in 10 days. If you call it now, you'll hear Supervisor Griffith giving an update from two Fridays ago, and many times we drivers call the number to hear statements like, right now, the lot capacity at blank, or at the moment, we are stripped. What kind of moron says things like that? How are we going to know what hour the message was recorded when the lot's capacity changes in a matter of minutes? Taxi dispatchers were always nasty, aggressive, disrespectful with us. I've been doing this for 21 years, but now I've noticed another development, especially the new hired ones. They're indifferent, absent-minded, on their cell phones with a lot, with complete and utter disregard for the big lines of people waiting sometimes. We would move faster, people could get in their taxis faster, if the dispatcher would put some effort into it. They have no intuition, no initiative, will do nothing. They treat us like cattle directly, the passengers also like cattle indirectly. Now, the last thing for tonight, I have my friends driving cabs in Dublin, Scotland, Bucharest. The stories they hear from me, they know I don't lie regarding the abuse, persecution, humiliation, harassment from the NYPD and the infamous TLC and some of our passengers are complete science fiction stories for them, unreal, senseless, and revolting. I'm disgusted, hopeless, and fearful for my future here in America, the land of my dreams, the land of opportunities. I don't want to get in the Uber thing, but I hear this, a lot of us drivers don't live in America anymore. We only survive here. Ain't that a shame? Yours truly, Bogdan Georgis. Wow. That's some email. I think you got the gist of it there, folks. Right now, let's take, did we take Frank? Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave show.
Hi, Dave. We could have drivers lining up for the wheelchair accessible program if they could be reasonable about the number and take all that money they want to be throwing at us and buy the car for the driver. So bring the number down to one third. Try to be realistic about the absolute need. Nobody calls the show to talk about how many wheelchairs they're taking into their car. But we could have drivers lining up for the program if the car's expense was taken care of by the city. The drivers would willingly and in a very spirited way look to be serving and be dedicated to the service.
So you're saying instead of doing 50%, do 30% and pay for the cars outright instead of 14 now, 1300 after each inspection. Just pay for the car, get it over with, and they're on the road. And you know, maybe with a little incentive there, huh?
Yes, that would be spirited. You know, that would get people. The morale would be raised. We'd be doing something reasonable, be more thoughtful about what we're doing.
So allow that car to be leased with a medallion. Then the driver doesn't have to pay the part of the lease for a car just for the medallion. Interesting. Very interesting. That's a great idea. What do you do for a living, Frank?
I've been driving 43 years with the yellow cab.
Oh, 43 years. And you're still making sense out of everything. God bless you.
But Dave, I drove next to the NV1. If I had to be forced onto a wheelchair accessible car, it would have to be the NV1.
It's
well balanced. It's well balanced, Dave. I had a pinched nerve in my neck because of bad shocks in my calf in 2006, and that's a problem I wouldn't wish on anybody. It's very debilitating.
The NV1 happens to be a large, disabled vehicle, wheelchair accessible vehicle. It's the only one that has a side ramp. And I have to tell you, when I sit in that car and I put my legs out,
it looks like a shoebox.
It looks like a round shoebox. There's at least another 2 feet between me and the seat in front of me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I got into a Camry with a partition the other day in Manhattan. I'm not kidding. I almost couldn't get out of it. I was thinking about calling in the fire department to help me out of the cab.
Dave, I'd much rather have the wheelchair person sitting next to me than in the back. This is the person you have to worry about.
And that's the MV1, folks. You tie down one wheelchair to the right of the driver, and all that open room in the back. Remember the old checker cabs? This has more room.
I drove a checker, Dave.
So
I'm part of history.
That was the first cab I drove was a checker cab, actually.
Kojak's TV show had checkers going on the streets all the time in his show.
Okay.
So, who loves you, baby?
Put a lollipop in your mouth, will you? All right. Frank, thank you so much for holding on the line and for calling the Taxi Dave show.
I love you, Dave.
Listen, it's Valentine's Day, so I will allow you to say that tonight. Only tonight, okay?
Don't forget to say that.
I love you, too.
I'll restrain myself, I promise.
Okay. Thanks. When we come back, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Most of the lines are open if you're interested. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Some interesting emails, some interesting and informative phone calls, starting with Roz. You know, this is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Christine. Stay tuned for more.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30, Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of Taxi Dave. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055. I need a shine. Hey, Taxi Dave is back. We're broadcasting live from the iHeart Media Studios or iHeart Radio Studios, whatever they call themselves, down in Tribeca, New York. Wow. We have an email here from Mike DeHawk. Hi, Taxi Dave. A few years ago, when Halo came to New York City, the black car companies sued the yellow cab industry, saying that e-hail is prearranged service. The TLC said, no, e-hailing is not. Now the TLC is saying the opposite, that e-hail is prearranged service. What a contradiction. Thank you, Michael. You're welcome. Okay, we read it on the air. And this is from Pat. Yes, the LaGuardia hotline hasn't been updated in days, and the JFK hotline is nearly impossible to hear. What are we, chopped liver? Chopped liver. I'm getting, now I'm hungry, you know? You want some crackers? Colette, did you want to say something to Charbel?
Yes, I wanted to say to him and to Michael that I am very sorry that you did not make it to the studio. I have something special for you, but fare thee well.
Okay. Colette came in from Las Vegas for you longtime listeners. If you don't know who she is, too bad. Bad for you. Good for us. Okay. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you? How's been your day?
Okay. Okay. You know, it's 5 degrees FC outside, and I'm dealing with it.
That keeps us young.
How can I help you tonight?
Okay. I have a little few things to address tonight. So
I won't even go there. Go ahead.
We all are focusing constantly, and we know we are Uber haters, but we are letting Via and Lyft. Via is doing a tremendous damage also, because they could pick up to 5 and 6 passengers at a time. And that's creating less work for the industry. Also, this Lyft, that's also, it's another app. And then we have Liberty. Then we have the Pirates that figure, oh, everybody else is picking up in the city. Let me go and make some money. So what the city has created, what the TLC has created by allowing Uber and all these companies out there.
Spit it out. We're running out of time.
Oh, okay. Fast. Well, it's, what they're creating is a chaos. Nobody knows who's who. So you, for all you know, ladies out there and even men, you could be getting into a car with a serious killer because you really don't know who that person that's driving you.
That's serious.
Yes, it is.
That's serious, Gloria.
Yeah, it's like you really don't know unless if you take yellow. Now, if they're identified, you have a medallion number, they've been through the system, you know that if something happens, they're going to find that person. But other than that, it's chaos in the city. You don't know who's who. You don't. It's like I don't know how they have allowed this to happen and for such a long time. And I wish they'd come up with something really fast because things are getting worse by day.
Gloria, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Via with up to 5 or 6 passengers, you're saying, Lyft, and then Pirates. You don't know who you're getting into. The TLC's created chaos, and you're saying stay safe, ride yellow, huh?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Gloria, thanks for holding on the line. Appreciate it. We do have an email from Florida. It says, no, we're not chopped liver, we're gefilte fish. Okay, thank you. That's a real one, folks. It's live radio. What can I tell you? Mike, JFK Mike, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, we lost you. Christine, is there something you wanted to say,
yes,
young lady?
Yes, there is. What's bugging me is with Gloria, I hope her husband's feeling well. I feel her pain. I'm, like Dave said, I'm not a taxi cab driver. I just drive my husband crazy.
That's true.
I feel all the drivers, there's women out there that drive cabs also, I feel their pain and what this illegal cab company is putting the yellow and green through is it shouldn't be. And this person that runs TLC, I think her, she should be given the pink slip. I'd be happy to apply for her job. I wouldn't be so nice to the illegal cab company that's out there. It makes no sense that nobody's speaking up for the little guy anymore. You got these politicians that say, oh, my father was this and that for the city. Or let's say the judges now that are involved in these lawsuits. Why, you know, who put you through school? Was your father a cab driver for all these years?
Yes.
It's time to wake up.
NYCTaxiNews.com is owned and content operated by a retired taxi driver, Abe. NYCTaxiNews.com, you can read the updated Taxi Insider newspaper, February's edition. I'm Taxi Dave. I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my callers, making us the number one show. Colette, thanks for flying in from Las Vegas.
Shout out to my co-workers, the girls,
all right,
and everybody else.
Brad, Christine,
Green
thanks
Point,
a lot.
Love you.
Right. I'm Taxi Dave. We'll be back next Sunday when we have another earthquake, okay? I got to go now. Hey, taxi, get me out of Manhattan with all these drivers.
All over town, people burning your downtown.
This has been a podcast from WOR.